Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Minturn from Coastside Church, Port Macquarie. This message was recorded live here at the church. I hope you enjoy it and it blesses your life. For more information, you can head to www.coastsidechurch.com.au.
Well, without further ado, we have our wonderful panel for the week. And this is very exciting because I have two lovely ladies in the life of our church that I'm looking forward to interviewing. And I know these two have plenty to say on and off the stage. So without further ado, how about we give a hand to Susie Richards-Brown and Lil Bentley. Phew! Have a seat, ladies. How are we?
Good, thank you.
I get told that all the time for not having a microphone there, but Lil's done it more than me, eh? Well, ladies, welcome to church.
Thanks.
No response? Here I am telling the
Thank
whole
you.
Church. I'm telling the whole church how talkative you are and you got nothing. Eh? Help me out a bit. Throw me a bone. Don't leave me hanging. Look, I invited these ladies up because I wanted them to share a little bit about themselves and what they do in the life of the church. So look, just to start off with, tell us a bit about yourselves.
Well, my name is Lil. My real name is actually Leanne, but since I was about 16, I've had the nickname Lil. So most people here, that's what you know me as. I'm married to John, and we've been married nearly 16 years, and we have four children, ranging from 1 to 13. And we have been involved or been a part of this church for a very long time, since I was 10 years old, so that's 28 years.
That's a long time.
Good mass. Oh, I am the mature one of the two of us.
That's awesome.
In some aspects.
I'm Susie. I am married to Michael. We have two kids and have been married for 16 years. I'm the same. I didn't grow up in this church. I'm actually from Wollongong. And we moved here about 15 years ago. I don't know, 15 years. However old Jonas is, that's how long we've been here for. So yeah, that's us.
Awesome. Well, how about you tell us a little bit about what you do in the life of the church?
Well, we are involved in running Shine Sisterhood, which is the women's department of Coastside. And it's a real honour to do that. Both Susie and I have served on Cherie's Shine team for many, many years, probably over 10 years. And just this year, at the end of last year, Cherie asked us if we could take over the leadership of the women's department, and so we have run with that this year, and we've really enjoyed doing that. So basically, yeah, we're involved in like the welcoming team and all that as well, but my main role is being involved in Shine Sisterhood.
That's fantastic. I mean, I have trouble trying to guide my wife, but you're looking after all the women. Yeah. How does that work?
Women and women. We've got this stuff sussed out.
You've got to sort it out.
We stick together.
Birds of the feather, they say. Birds of the feather. What do you do, Lil?
Me?
Lil?
Sorry.
That's Susie.
You think I would have
I'm younger.
Hang on.
I'm younger.
I just want to check my notes.
Well, like Lil said, we just took over doing the women's department this year. We've been on the team for ages. I am so glad that we do it together, because when Cherie asked us to do this, I was just, no. So some of you that were at the Shine night that heard a little bit about my story, I had a bit of a rough year last year, so I didn't really think I'm the best equipped person to do this job, but apparently it's okay. I'm with Lil, it's okay. She keeps me under control. It's all good. But I don't think it would be harder to do it with except like on our own. I think that we work really good together as a team.
Awesome. What do you find is the inspiration behind doing what you do?
Well, I really love generations, always had. John and I ran the youth here for many, many years, ages ago. And then we're also involved in the children's ministry for a while. And I've always had a heart for women, of all ages and always had a heart for generations. And I think it's really important that women get together and do things for the positive, not to get together and bicker and gossip, but get together to make each other better people. And so that's what I love about being a part of this ministry and being able to do what we do, is that we get to cheer on the younger girls and we get cheered on by those that are more mature, and we all get to do life together. Because I don't know, and I suppose part of my thing too is, you know, sometimes we have all these dreams and aspirations that we want to do. And I know for me, all I wanted when I was younger was to be a wife and a mum. And it's actually been the most challenging years of my life. And I am so grateful that I don't do that alone, that I have so many people that are involved in that circle and people that have been there, done that, have answers that I may be facing right now, thinking, man, how do I walk through teenagehood? I've done like youth as a youth pastor, but I've never done youth as a parent. I've never done teenagers as a parent. And yet there are other people here that have already been there and done that and can help me along the way, and vice versa. Whatever aspect of life we're at, there's always someone that can champion us on or walk with us. So that's my passion for serving in the women's department of Coastside.
I love that. I love that. What inspires you, Susie?
The same with the generations, but I guess I've always worked out, in a job outside the home. So whenever women's stuff has been on, it's always been in the day. And it's always just been only a certain group of people have been able to attend the women's things. So what we do is we've tried to make it so that we do different things and that everyone can come to. And so a breakfast, because some people can do mornings because maybe husbands work in the nights, or nights because sometimes, you know, you can't get away from, you know, your kids in the day and stuff like that. And I think we've tried to make it, even though we do different things, it's consistent. And I think that there's a real need for something like that. Is there just a consistent, so every 4 weeks, even in the school holidays where other things drop off, in the holidays, we go straight through the holidays. And I don't think there's anything ever been quite so consistent in the women's ministry. It's always been a little sporadic, and I like order and I like things to be predictable. And so there's people like me, it's okay.
So everything's the fourth Saturday. If you haven't noticed, it's the fourth
Saturday or Friday
or
night,
Saturday, because right? That's how Susie has to roll. And I can just roll with that because I'm sporadic.
So I just think that that's what, just what we needed. And it just was, he's laughing at me. and I just think that every time we've done something this year, it's been a different group of people. And it's just been amazing that just the connection and just the people that have come and just sit around and chat. It's not really anything, a big deal. Most of it is just sitting around and talking to people that you might not normally talk to, or you might want to talk to but don't get a chance to. So that's what I like about it.
Well, I think what you do is a big deal. I think what you do is a very big deal, you know, because you're changing people's lives. You've been given an opportunity to sow into people's lives. And I think what you guys do and the sacrifice you two make is incredible and have done over the course of the years. And the wonderful people, and there's probably plenty of people in this auditorium today that have been touched by what you girls do. All right. Tell us a bit about what's coming up.
What's coming up? Well, because we're nearing the end of the year, we actually have our big annual Shine conference coming up. So we started this last year. We had Nourish. Of those of you, anybody here was at Nourish last year? Awesome. So that was our first ever try at a conference here at Coastside, for particularly just the women. And so we thought that went so well that we would make it this is our massive big Shine event for the year. This is, if you can only come to one thing, then this is the thing that you need to come to. It is less than 3 weeks away. It's called The Fight, because we all have journeys to lead, and you know, we need to have strength and we need to be strong for the journeys that we need to walk on. So we have some amazing speakers. We have Elka Whalen, who is an ex-Australian Olympian, And she also is one of Koshy's angels for any Sunrise fans here or Channel 7 fans. She is one of the angels, talkback people on Koshy's show. And she also is, her message is, be the best you, don't be a second-rate somebody else. So she is an amazing young woman. She's a mum. She's, you know, you need to come and hear her. It's fantastic. And also we have Jane Grover, who, if you were here last year, you would know, bang, there is your money's worth right there. Like, she is funny. She is fantastic. She is someone who is out there using the gifts that God has given her in her way, and it is just fantastic. So we've also got some amazing speakers from Coastside. We've got Julie Lardner, we've got Cherie Minton, our lead pastor, we've got Joe Turnbull, we've got Susie Richards-Brown, we've got Lil Bentley. You guys are not going to be disappointed, okay? So, and we've also got some awesome testimonies throughout that time. So we really encourage you to come, bring along an unsaved person. It's not going to be like fretful for them. It's an amazing opportunity for you. It's only going to cost you $50 for the Friday night and the Saturday. It'll finish around 2 o'clock on Saturday morning. So it's just something I really... Saturday afternoon, not Saturday morning, sorry. That'll be Friday night still going. That's why we need Susie. So yes, 2 p.m. Saturday. You won't be disappointed, and I can't encourage you enough to register. Next week we'll have the computer here. Next Sunday, I think the early bird price finishes, so the price will then go up to $60. And if you can only do a Friday night or the Saturday morning, they're $30 for each of those sessions. So I can't encourage you enough to come along.
What I would like to say is it's for every woman in this place. It's not just for people, young people like Lil and I. It's for the younger women, and it's for the really young women, okay? So we all need each other to get through what we have to do. So don't just think that you're too old and that it's not going to be anything for you. I just want to say a little bit about Jane Grover, because I saw her first at a conference in Queensland, and she does a cooking demonstration, and she was cooking and she was talking too much. She's like talking. And she was like, oh, I think I burnt it. And I was like, I like this woman. So she's not like a fancy, like, I don't know, someone that you can't relate to. She is just so relatable, and she's so normal, and she talks and she's hilarious. So come along.
That's awesome. Just a quick question, sideline one. What are the dads going to do?
Well, we need some of the dads to help us on the day, but especially the ones that don't have kids. But if you've got kids, then you just have to plan something awesome to do with them to free up the time of your wives to come, really.
And you'll be blessed because you send your life, or you make your wife come along. You'll be blessed because of that.
Buy them their ticket for them. Buy the ticket for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. It's my wife here.
So, you know, you can buy the ticket and give it to them and say, you know, this is for you because I want to enrich your life. Because that's what it's going to do. So if you're a male in this place and you have a hard time getting your wife to come to these things, I encourage you, just buy the ticket and say you're going.
Just even drop them off if you
don't
have
the
kids.
Just
drop them off, push them out of the car, all good. Yeah. We'll look after them.
Yeah, my wife doesn't waste money, so it's a valued ticket.
Absolutely. It is a very valued ticket.
Awesome. Well, how about we give these lovely ladies a wonderful hand? Thank you, ladies. Kaz, have you got the screen for that?